For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Another fantastic episode of Punch Drunk. Welcome, you cum guzzlers. Back in the studio is me, the Teeth, back in California. What's going on?
Welcome home, Teeble.
Thanks, buddy. Ari's limping around because Ari just had surgery. We'll hear about that in a minute, but right now he's setting up a vape situation because Lord knows Ari can't be baked as fuck during a podcast.
Well, figure for a change, why not try it?
Frank Castillo, join us in the studio, buddy. Good to see you. I know we've been hanging out at the store a couple times, but it's good to see you in the stewed.
Great to have you back.
Somebody keeps calling, and I don't know who it is, and Ari, please don't yell at me for taking a call. I'm not going to take it. Please don't hang up and ruin the whole episode, Ari. I don't want you to get your panties in a bunch because someone's calling us. I won't take the call, Ari. I promise you.
You can take it. You can take it.
Well, we'll take it in a minute because this person's been calling for a few minutes. Joining us soon will be Red Band, but he went to the other... Melrose address. Apparently there's similar addresses because we've had a few guests do this.
To go to Van Ness.
Where they go over by where Nick Youssef humiliated you in basketball over by the design center.
When you have breakfast?
Yeah, when you didn't have breakfast and you got beat in basketball.
Wait, how bad was the beat?
Well, at 2-0, Ari was on his hands and knees almost vomiting the no breakfast that he had.
I was up 10-7 until my blister popped, and then I was done.
Now, in your defense, I don't really buy into the basketball.
Where was the blister?
The blister was on my foot. It was massive, okay. And I was wearing Chuck Taylors.
Oh, that's okay. What I'm getting to. No.
I've balled in Chuck Taylors.
Ari shows up with a yarmulke on, and he's gonna he's gonna do some clowning. Like he's just gonna humiliate this guy in his Jew uniform. And when it's like 2-0 Youssef, Ari takes his yarmulke off, throws it to Dave Taylor and I like a frisbee, like a Jewish frisbee.
That's
like, okay, now it's on. I'm going to have to be serious.
Yes.
He gets one of the worst blisters I think I've ever, like the whole bottom of his foot fell off.
Oh, shit.
Like,
it was pretty bad. I was limping afterwards.
The skin that came off of this thing, if you were a cannibal... As a Mexican cannibal, you would have made a taco out of this fucking... I mean, it was huge.
Deep fried.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
It was massive.
It was massive. So Red Band went that way, so he'll be here in a few minutes whenever he texts me. I will ask for Ari's permission to look at my phone while I get a text. Ari, please don't hang up on me. I know I'm talking about a cell phone. Please don't hang up on me.
Just give it to Frank and let Frank fucking deal with it.
Okay, yeah, that's perfect. I will do that. So when he
or you can apologize for doing it and then immediately go back to doing it again within the same 60-second minute that we're in.
Just please don't hang up on me and try to ruin this show and take it hostage.
Let's take this caller. Let's see who this caller is.
All right, let's see who this is before we get into sponsorship because this person's dying to say something. It better be important.
Yeah, they're dying.
Caller, you are on the air with Punch Drunk. You've only called 19 times in 7 minutes. I'm sure this is important.
Hello.
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 Who is this? Is this Dean?
Yeah, this is Dean. This is Dean Del Rey with the Del Razors. What's up?
I like Del Razors and the Green Beans? Green Deans?
You got it, bro. We like to fuck dudes. I'm Dean Del Rey, and I want your cock in my mouth.
This can't be Dean.
It's just hell yeah. Rock and fucking roll. It's Dean Del Rey. What's going on? Thanks for calling.
Where's Spicer?
Dude, he died. He died in a fucking gnarly car crash. What's going on, bro?
God damn it.
Call back at 2:30.
Yeah,
you know,
right? Probably.
Probably.
Call West Coast time.
They're out.
Oh,
Jason, I can't tell you how much I've missed you.
Did he hang up?
Yeah.
I think he did.
I thought we should have get him. Is this Dean? He calls 19 times and he's not even calling the right podcast? I told you that was going to be something fucked up, Ari.
That was a perfect impression. That was very, very good.
Thank you. Yeah, I was just going to try to hit on him as Dean Del Rey. Oh, he's calling back. Let's get him again. Let's get him again.
Wait, I can't see you anymore.
Can you not?
Oh, okay. We got to do it. Hit the video thing for Ari.
Oh, okay.
You know how we had to add it to group. Hey, you're online with Dean the fucking machine, Del fucking Ray. Who needs their cock sucked?
God damn it.
That is so hilarious, dude. So wait, hang on before we take this guy. Let's get into some shit because this is a different color.
God damn it.
Yeah, you need it sucked. Who wants their pickle polish with my mustache?
Do the video thing.
Oh, yeah, get him back in the fucking mix. So before we get into the shenanigans, before Red Band gets here, go to betdsi.com or .eu and place your bets. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. And you get $10 to gamble with. And I got some good gambling stories for later.
Oh, I made a big, great bet. I bet Conor McGregor with under 10 seconds left of the second round.
Shut up.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. What, I pay 1,000 to 1?
It was pretty good odds. Yeah. I mean, I bet 10 grand too. So I'm sitting pretty easy right now.
Nice, bro. That'll pay for your fucking face surgery or whatever you had. And also, Caveman Coffee, some great coffee. And I'm telling you, I talked about it when I was in Chicago. And I was telling all these people to get that nitro, like, infused coffee that they have.
You love that shit.
God damn, dude. I've already had a few of them since I've been back. It's so delicious. But apparently they've sold out of it. It's so
no
popular.
No way.
Yeah. So sign up, Caveman Coffee, use the code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS. And that pretty much, I think it saves you 10%. That's more than your shipping. So it ships for free. You save a little bit of money. That helps us out. And, again, I can't recommend that nitro coffee. If you like Guinness... And if you like coffee, this is like a Guinness and a coffee had a baby. Like me and you have to drink the shit out of it. It's great.
Yeah, you guys are both sober.
Yeah.
You're a definite coffee head.
Oh yeah, Yousef is a much bigger coffee head than me. Like Yousef is a guy that, like, you know, if I didn't really smoke pot, but I'm like, I want to start smoking pot, I would hang out with you and Ari because I know you guys would show me the right shit to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's how it is with Nick Yousef of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
He took me. We went, he's like, yeah, come to my. I found this new spot that I really like. So we went. I had 3 espressos, Ari, in about an hour. You know, the little ones.
Yeah.
3.
Yeah. Maybe an hour and a half. Had 3. Hour goes by. Nothing. I felt fine. I drink a lot of caffeine. I go to the Comedy Store at about 9 o'clock at night. I called Nick the next day. I go, dude, in 18 years of me partying, all this. Forever. Last night was the most coked up I've ever been at the Comedy Store.
Wow.
It hit me at about 8 o'clock, bro, and my palms were sweating, the bottoms of my feet were sweating. He's like, yeah, you had a lot of coffee. I'm like, why didn't you stop me?
Do you think your palms are sweaty, arms spaghetti?
Can we hang up on Ari? Is that an option? Andrew Dice Clay is calling in. I know he has a very small window, or it might not be Dice Clay. I don't know who this could be, but... Oh, he just hung up.
He called back.
You know, he said he's got to be somewhere at 1, I believe, but he's calling in. So, let's get into the fucking crux of it.
I mean, right away, great fights.
Dude, I watched him with Danish O'Neil and Earl. Oh, let's take this, because this could, I hope it's GSP. I don't know who this is. You're on the air with Punch Drunk.
Hello, is this Dean Del Rey?
Got the wrong number again.
George Rush St. Pierre, my good friend. I have so many questions for you.
I called the wrong show. I was trying to call Dean Del Rey to talk about Canadian rock, but I'll talk to you guys.
Okay, that's perfect. This is not Dean Del Rey. I don't know why.
Do you like Alanis Morissette?
Alanis Morissette is a goddess. Dave Coulier put her through hell.
I imagine Dave Coulier put anyone through hell.
Coulier did.
He did not treat her with the respect that she deserved. I would love to show her some jujitsu moves with my nether regions.
Really? Like a gator roll or something like that?
Maybe the anaconda choke.
Yeah, that's probably the best.
Yeah, that's probably the most fitting. Now, George, did you watch these fights this weekend? It was an incredible card. I know you're big friends and a big backer of Rory McDonald. That was one of the greatest fights I've seen in a long time.
Great fight.
I'm in Thailand right now. Have you ever heard of this place?
I heard of it. I saw a video of you coming out of a bar with a cigarette in your hand. It looked like you didn't know how to smoke a cigarette, which surprises me with your kitty litter addiction.
I'm hanging out with Van Damme and the wrestler Batista. We're filming Kickboxer. They have these people here. They are these women, but when you get down to the pants, there is a penis.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, lady boys.
Are you sure it's just not a giant clit?
Could be a clit.
I'm not sure, but I went through with it anyway, and it was fun. Van Damme, he made me do it.
Oh, right. Define fun. Like, what's your idea of fun with a tranny?
I believe that the tranny correspondent would answer that better, but I played Hide the Canadian Bacon.
Okay. All right.
Okay, yeah.
And to answer your question, I did watch the fights with my new best friend, sorry, David Loaza, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Ooh, whoa, that's a breaking news. Your lifelong best friend and the only black guy that you know that you haven't punched in the face. David Loaza has now moved to number two to Jean-Claude Van Damme is now your number one go-to best friend.
Now, is this all...
It makes sense. It's GSP and JCVD. If you just say DL, it doesn't really work.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this something that was more like Jean-Claude Van Damme stepping up, or did the Crow do something wrong?
Good question.
Thank you.
When you look at the Crow's record, to be honest, it's terrible. And for all of these years, I've kind of looked past it, but... Van Damme is a good fighter. He knows his techniques. Yep. And Van Damme did step up. He showed me some new drugs. He has a brand of kitty litter I've never tried.
Well,
a different brand.
Hang on. This actually might not be kitty litter. What did it look like?
It was, have you ever seen Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen Breaking Bad.
It was like blue crystals.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. That might not be kitty litter. That might just be, crystal meth.
Yeah, I don't know if you, just so you know, Red Band just showed up, everybody. Big fan. And we're on the air with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Got three phones.
What? Not Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I mean, George Rush St. Pierre talking about his best friend, his new best friend, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
He's on the phone, Brian. I don't know if you expected.
You should see Van Damme do the splits. He is always doing it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, now do you guys do the splits together and just hang out with your junk out and you're just doing the splits?
The other night, we had a split off, and I held it for 18 hours. He tapped out at 17 and 30 minutes.
Wow. You're in the splits with Jean-Claude Van Damme for 18 hours.
How do you guys eat? What do you do during this?
We were doing lots of cocaine to stay up. Someone got us food. It looked like a sandwich with a rat in it. I don't know what kind of things they eat here. After 18 hours, I couldn't walk, and I had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, that's probably not good for you to do that. Now, did you watch the fights? Did you watch the fights, George? Because I know you're big fans of and friends with Rory McDonald. So were you able to watch them while you were in Thailand?
I watched the fights. They were unbelievable. I think I could have won all of them, personally.
Well, I don't know about that, but okay.
But yeah. The drug testing is not where I like it to be. They need to let kitty litter slide.
I know you say you've been snorting kitty litter. Now, every time you call into the show, it seems that your kitty litter problem seems to get worse and worse.
So you give up
that's a pessimistic view. I'm optimistic. I think it's getting better and better.
Uh-huh. Now, are you still snorting computer spray, as you call it?
Oh, the computer spray that they have, they just came out with a new kind. It's unbelievable. It makes you feel like you're walking on sunshine and you're dancing in heaven.
Wow. Am I wrong when I hear this? Now, I recently read that you... George Rush St. Pierre, one of the greatest fighters of all times. Arguably, you say you're still the champ. You know, the UFC would disagree with that since you retired.
Yeah, disagrees. He left. He retired.
Now, I hear that you're a big fan of comedy, and I hear, all right, get ready for this. I hear that George Rush St. Pierre does a pretty good Tony Hinchcliffe impression.
No way.
I am a big fan of Q-Tony. I've been to some of the live shows. I like to, I've thought about trying to do the 1 minute, but I only have like 38 seconds of material right now.
Let's hear some.
I would love to hear some of your material, but I would also like to hear this Tony Hinchcliffe impression from George Rush St. Pierre.
Okay, let me see if I can. I'm turning around in my room right now to get into the character.
Of course.
I can do your material in Tony Hinchcliffe's voice.
Okay, let me try it here.
Okay.
Oh, hey, it's me, Tony.
That's pretty good.
Check out my show on Monday nights at the Comedy Store. It's called Kill Tony. How was that? I tried my best to do it for you.
That's pretty good.
I'm not going to lie, GSP, that was pretty damn good. Now, do you have any material? You said you had 38 seconds of material. Maybe we can hear some of that.
There are 20 of them.
I'm kind of nervous right now, but I'll get into it. Hey, everybody, don't you hate when you're hanging around with Jean-Claude Van Damme and he challenges you to a split-off, and next thing you know, it's 18 hours later, and you have no feeling in your penis?
Not only is that a good joke, great setup, and I think a lot of people can relate to
it's
that
fantastic
joke.
Fantastic premise.
Very
hey, George,
relatable.
Quick question. Technically, is the splits, was that kind of his knee on the ground, or can you still, like, kick to the head and stuff at that point?
I'm sorry, ask that question again?
If you're in a fight and you go the splits, can your opponent kick you in the head, or would that be considered knee on the ground?
Well, if it's a street fight, you can do anything you want. It's not gentlemanly to take advantage of a man in the splits, but if you want to be a piece of shit... Like the Diaz brothers, you can do that, but...
Oh, shit. I forgot how much you hate them.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's me, Tony, again.
Whoa.
You doing
a GSP going in and out of character.
Go right into it.
I was cage side at the fights, and I was getting excited.
Yeah, boner, huh?
That, now that I did it, it's just coming out of me. It's a strange thing. It's like the aliens. Sometimes when you get too much communication with them, it just happens all of the time.
Yeah, that, GSP, real quick, I want to address that. Now, it's been a while since you've called in and told us that you were abducted by aliens again. Now, has that happened? Have you seen the aliens down in Thailand? Do you think the Thai people look like aliens, and is that confusing to you?
So I'm in Thailand. I'm filming Kickboxer, and... Okay. We go out for a night. I'm drinking some Thailand beer.
Chang.
I look at the clock. It says 9 p.m. Next thing I know, it's 4 a.m. I wake up next to a woman with a penis, and the only explanation is that the aliens took me again.
Actually, there's a whole nother explanation, which was you got drunk and hooked up with a tranny.
Yeah, you went to sleep with a tranny.
Why is that not an option?
It's transgendered.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Okay.
Ladyboy.
To me, because I was in full control, and next thing I know, that all this time has passed. Where does the time go? That is the deep question of life.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of songs about that. It's not aliens. It's just...
Have you ever seen that documentary with Sigourney Weaver?
Gorillas in the Mist?
It's called Aliens.
Oh yeah, it's not a documentary.
Yeah, that's not a documentary, GSP. That's a science fiction film.
Have you guys ever felt like you have a creature living in your chest that just wants to punch out of it?
Often, yeah. Actually, I have.
No. What do you mean? That's meth.
Have you ever done meth, Ari?
No.
Would you like to?
Yeah, man. I would with you. Yeah.
Can you do the splits?
I think we could force him to.
I could do them on my knees. I could split out from my knees down.
I'll get you on your knees if you know what I'm saying.
I think you're talking about fucking me, and I don't like that. You know, Red Band's in the studio, too, now.
Hello, Red Band. How are you?
How you doing, GSP?
I haven't seen you since my time on the Joe Rogan Experience.
Yeah, you were on that, right?
You look rested.
Oh, I'm not. Actually, I almost slept through this whole thing.
All right. Well, that was what I was betting on. When I got here, I go, what are the odds that Reb N actually shows up?
I like woke up and I'm like, what day is today? Oh, wait, it's Tuesday. All right. I don't have to do anything. Oh, wait. Yes, I do.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I love this 3 o'clock start time on the East Coast.
It was great. When I was,
yeah.
It was 2 o'clock when I would start. So I get shit done, take a nap, wake up, do the show.
It's way better.
Why does Reb N's hat say follow?
I'm a big sports guy.
So that's for basketball?
No, it's for basketball.
Oh.
That's why. Never mind. Ari, as Ari gets higher, he's starting to look more like the Thai people he was hanging out with.
Looks like Dom Herrera's dad.
It does look like. Look at Dad Herrera over here.
Is that Gilbert Godfrey with the squinty eyes?
No, it's not. It's Ari Shaffir.
What are you doing with your
He looks like Ari Lee.
Ari Lee, yeah. You should punch yourself in the face, Ari.
I'm keeping my eyes closed. I have to rest my eyes every 20 minutes or so.
Oh, yeah, because Ari, GSB, Ari just had LASIK eye surgery, and he had one of his toes removed.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It was a big
deal. Did you blow it off with a firework like these Afro-American football players?
Jason Pierre-Paul, he's one of yours. He's French, I thought.
No, they know.
He's one of my friends.
Yeah. Because he's JPP.
There's a French celebrity connection. If you are French and any sort of celebrity, we're in a kind of a fraternity.
What do you guys do? Do you have a location or anything?
We have nudist parties.
You and Jason Pierre-Paul have nudist parties?
I bet he's got a monster dick.
It is one of the largest specimens I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
It's about 20 times the size of my dick.
Wow, that's...
20 times?
Either you have a really small dick or that guy's really swinging from the trees.
My dick is like 8 inches, so that gives you an idea of the scale.
That's very big. Seems like it would take up a room.
Big announcement, I'm going to be in Ghostbusters 2.
You mean Ghostbusters 3,
Why'd
right?
you say that's
okay? Well, congratulations. What's the deal with this? That's breaking news for the show. I love that.
I am playing the role of that guy, Rick Moranis.
Okay, well, I could kind of see that.
I say, are you the gatekeeper? And then something else.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you're off book yet.
Done later.
Doesn't sound like you're off book yet, GSP. But congratulations, that's great news. When can we expect to see that in the theaters, George?
I believe in 2016 at some point. And this Leslie Jones, I'll just say this. Don't want to say too much, but she's an exquisite lover.
I think you did just say too much. You're saying you fucked Leslie Jones.
Now, was it Leslie Jones or was it Jason Pierre-Paul? Which one was it that you fucked? Because I could see that going either way.
They were both in the room, and
how many fingers?
I was probably inside both of them.
How many fingers did she have?
Wait. Yeah.
I believe 8.
Yeah, that probably wasn't Leslie Jones.
I don't think
I don't think that was Leslie Jones.
Why did Ari lose a toe?
Yeah, tell him, Ari.
Toe.
An ingrown toenail.
Which toe was it?
The big toe, the worst one to lose.
That throws off all of the balance. There goes your athletic career.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about that, but then I rethought and I realized that I didn't really have much of an athletic career.
How bad is your ingrown toe or ingrown nail that you have to lose a toe, though? How bad was it? That's really bad.
It was in there for a while.
Like years.
Like gangrene? Years?
It was pussy. It's pussy.
I mean, do you get to keep it?
You should make a necklace out of it.
I should make a necklace out of it.
Like, you know how those Vietnam people used to have like those necklaces of fingers and crazy shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No one wanted to hug you. You'd stink. But
no one already wants to hug them.
Should make.
Do you think people are looking at you differently now? Like you're a freak?
I mean, I don't, most people won't notice it. I usually wear socks and shoes. So I can't wear those.
You should wear sandals to show off your new thing.
I only wear sandals.
Is it hard to keep sandals on with only toes on one side?
My flip-flop is useless. If anyone needs a size 11 and a half.
Every time you take a step, it just goes flying across the room.
Is this real?
Yeah, it's totally real.
So
do you have phantom toe syndrome where you feel it and it hurts you?
Oh, no. No.
Dude, that shoe looks like you're going scuba diving. That's like RoboCop's boot.
Is there a little nub? Or like, is it a little...
You look like you're going up Everest.
Now, did they give you, like, implant options? Like, can you get, like, a like Duncan Trussell's ball as a replacement on you?
I got, like, Jamie Lannister's hand.
You should get, like, a robotic big toe.
Brad Williams' hand.
An entire gold hand.
Brad Williams' hand. Brad Williams' hand. You should get a robotic toe that just does nothing. It just it's just there. It's just a metal nub.
Yeah.
Can I ask a personal question?
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Do you think this is revenge for the controversy of your last album?
Two albums ago. I mean, you gotta consider that. You definitely have to consider that.
What is that doctor's name? Dr. Karma?
Yeah, did you go see Dr. Karma?
He was Indian.
Now, of course he was. He was a doctor. Now, did you, when you got your eyes done...
Yeah.
Did you go, hey, by the way, I smoke about an eighth of pot a day. What's the haps?
Okay, here's my deal. You're supposed to be honest with your doctors. Tell them whatever drugs you're doing. Mm-hmm. Ask him if it interacts badly. He said marijuana is not a big deal. And then someone else told me, a physical therapist told me that it relaxes the eye.
Well, it's definitely relaxing the fuck out of your eyes right now.
Jesus, I asked him, can I smoke weed? He goes, yeah.
I mean right here, right now.
Did you start lighting up?
What's that, GSP?
Did you ask about computer spray for a friend?
Fuck, man. I know. I got to follow up tomorrow. I'll ask about it then. But no, I forgot.
Did you go to the same... There's doctors now who are doing toes and eyes. Did you go to them?
Two different doctors.
Head and toe.
Dr. Hammy's School of Toes and Eyes in Medicine.
All right, I can't believe you're missing a toe. That's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Well,
it is.
Whatever. What are you going
to
do?
Now Ari can only count to 19,000.
You got to get a little tattoo on the nub of it. You know, like make it like a little business suit. Looks like
you should get a tattoo on the nub that says "Insert toe here."
Yeah.
What are all the little piggies saying? What are all the other little piggies saying about it?
Oh yeah. Oh, no, I should get a tattoo on the other toe, on the next biggest toe, saying "New beachfront property."
Yeah. I also would have accepted.
Or maybe I'm with stupid with an arrow.
That's perfect.
Stupid.
My comedy career is really taking off. I might get on Montreal Has Talent.
Montreal Has Talent. Yeah, GSP, you're already up to about 55 seconds of comedy. You're 5 seconds away from Kill Tony.
That is a dream come true if I can get in front of them and the judges and Mr. Doug Benson and his weird eyes. It will be incredible. Ollie, can your doctor help Doug Benson or is he a lot of fun with the eyes?
I'll ask him. Dr. Mandel? I'll ask him. He might be able to.
Oh. I don't know how his toes are, but I do see the eyes and it seems to be a problem.
Yeah, eyes alone.
I think
his
toes are fine. I think his eyes. I think he's smoking a lot of pot. GSP.
Walking must be weird though, without a big toe. You have to like stuff toilet paper in there or anything, like in your shoe before you put it on.
Yeah,
stopping's a lot harder. I feel.
Oh, stopping.
Driving.
They said my pigeon toe is going to help out. Actually,
driving a car.
Have you fallen down?
No, I've not fallen down yet. But I've only took the cab here and then back to the apartment. I've just been limping around since the surgery.
Have you wept and looked up at the sky and said, "Why, God?"
That's a good question. Answer that, Ari. Have you wept and looked up at the sky and said, "Why, God?"
The answer is no. I have not stepped outside and looked up at the sky and got down on my knee and said, "Why, God?"
You will when you fall without that.
Well, there's always tomorrow.
There is tomorrow, and I can't do that. But next time I fall, I will do that. Next time I have to take a knee because of it.
All right, have you gotten any?
So you can't see either? Can you see right now?
I can see. I just have to close my eyes every like so often.
Is it clearer than ever?
Oh my God, I can see way further.
Is pornography unbelievable to you?
I haven't looked at it yet.
Can you feel it?
You can't feel it. Oh, yeah, you feel like something's in your eye.
Oh, that's annoying.
So you feel like that. Yeah, and I have to trust but it's not, and I can't rub.
Oh,
like, it feels like a little piece of sand got up there. And it's like, oh, I want to get it out. I'm like, no.
Oh, that's the worst, man. Yeah,
that's annoying.
I couldn't do it.
Have you ever gotten sand inside of your dick hole?
No!
Sand?
Did it turn into a pearl?
Well, it happened to me on the set of Kickboxer. We were doing who can stick their dick in sand for the longest competition.
That sounds like there's a lot of crazy things going on the set of this film, GSP. But continue. So what happened? They call that the desert ostrich, by the way. But what happened?
So I had my dick in the sand for about 14 hours when I had to stop. Then I go to piss and it just nothing happens. It's just all blocked up and I need to go to the doctor. They had to scoop it out and it looked like a sandcastle on the floor.
Wow, that's a lot of sand for someone who had a very small dick, apparently.
Yeah.
Sure. The Van Damme, he was in the sand for over 24 hours straight.
Wow, why didn't he just stop once he beat you? I mean, why?
Yeah, why did he go an extra 10 hours?
10 hours.
Because he didn't want just the win, he wanted the crushing defeat.
Okay, well, it sounds,
he get that? He got that.
Sounds like he definitely achieved his goal.
How is his dick afterwards? Could
yeah.
I don't know his secret, but he was fine. Maybe he tapes the hole. I don't know how he did it.
Yeah, that wasn't his first. That wasn't his first desert ostrich, of course.
Hey, maybe you should have fucking put some Vaseline on there like you usually do.
Ooh.
That is a low blow for a man who's missing a toe with that right now. I will not respond because you're handicapped. But what I would tell you, if you were not, I would make you pay for that.
How would you make him pay? By maybe sticking one of your fucking, get a nice desert ostrich going and then drill some sand right down his cake hole?
I think I would give him a spinning heel kick to the guts. The object is to put your heel right through the belly button to the back.
Wow, right through the spine. You want to sever the spine.
Because I,
Joe Rogan has one of the nicest spinning heel kicks I have ever seen, and that is real information.
Yeah, he that guy can kick the shit out of some stuff.
Yeah, he trained you for a couple
hunts,
of things.
He also hunts animals now.
Yeah, he hunts animals and all kinds. He's more of a man than all of us combined.
He has all of his toes, to my knowledge.
Ari, did it get really?
Oh, I got it. It's more threat. What?
Did your toe just start getting really, really bad, or was this like a normal like checkup, or did it just start smelling?
It was blue. I was limping. I couldn't play. Couldn't stop. Every time I stopped, it would be so painful.
Oh my god!
Now,
did
you have gangrene? What is the medical term for it?
It's ingrown toenail got completely infected.
Wow.
Yep. Now, is it true that they were like, we have to take this toe now, or within a few weeks, you're going to lose your whole foot?
They did say, like, it's going to have to come out. Not a few weeks, but they're like, it's coming out.
Uh-huh.
So.
Did you say why I got at that point, or no?
Yeah.
What?
At one point, did you ask God why he would do this to you?
No, man, I didn't. I didn't even think of that. I really thought, why didn't I fucking go in and fucking... I'm too busy.
Sure.
Why didn't I just go in and get this goddamn ingrown toe taken care of?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Is there any truth that you did this just for the comedy material?
Well, no, I don't really know. I mean, I could already have done that. Because I'm going to wear socks and shoes, so it's not like...
You could have just
said... But you can take it off and be like, hey, everybody, look at this. It's hard to be Ari Shaffir.
That's true.
That's a great point.
It was already hard to be Ari Shaffir, but now you're fucking hobbling along with only nine
toes. So you
toes.
Have no toe, bad eyes, balls that are infected.
And they took out your butthole, right?
Don't forget.
No, I have great eyes now.
Don't forget his Jew clam in his asshole and that goddamn ball sack that looks like a fucking... pizza dough before they flatten it out.
Yes.
You really should have kept the toe, though. That would have been great for practical jokes, like sending it to people, like you're next or something like that.
Ari, did you see Ari's Instagram? That belt that he got?
No.
Ari, show Red Band your new belt.
What?
That new belt you got that I saw on Instagram. Show it
hold
to
on.
Me.
Hold on, I'm killing a spider.
Aren't you a blue belt in jujitsu now?
He's aren't a, I what? A blue belt in jujitsu?
Don't they call that a Jew belt?
Yeah, a blue balls belt.
Yeah, I would also accept blue. Now, are you getting any sympathy pussy now with nine toes?
Not yet. It just happened this morning. So no sympathy pussy. I did get some yesterday.
Why did you get sympathy pussy yesterday? Oh, because you were going under the knife?
Voyage?
Yeah, well, she knew it was happening. And also, I just got in the eye surgery.
Did she suck the toes just to kiss it goodbye?
Very good question. If she would have sucked that infected toe, would she have to have her whole head removed?
She could have sucked the poison out, but she left you high and dry.
She sure did.
If she sucked too long, the toe would have gone into her throat, yeah, into her skin, and grown from there.
Would you care if she died because of toe poisoning?
It'd be pretty cool.
I mean, it would be another, just one more joke you could add to your next special.
One more death by the foot.
Yeah. All right,
how are her breasts? Can you describe them to the listeners?
Her breasts?
Yeah.
They were nice. Probably a B cup, a small B cup.
Uh-huh.
That's a little too small for me.
Yeah. The nipples weren't too puffy. They were very flat.
So far,
how was the beaver? Was it hairy or trimmed?
Beaver.
It was as flat as the
left
the,
foot?
Calgary Prairie after Stampede.
That's a beautiful image for me. Thank you.
You're welcome. I was thinking of something you'd be into.
Yep. All right, GSP, thanks for calling in, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. Good luck on the film, and please keep us posted, buddy. You're the best.
Ari, feel better and protect the other toes. You only have 9 left.
I know.
Yeah, dude, your feet are like a cat now. You only have 9 left.
Yeah, but the surgery went fine. I was wearing the lucky belt, so it's fine. Hey, I can't see you anymore.
Oh, we're doing it. It should be. Is it back?
Yeah.
Is there anything else, though, that you've been kind of putting off medically that you think you're like, oh, shit, this is like maybe now I should really get, you know, my vagina?
Oh, yeah. I got this spider bite.
Oh, dude, that's a pretty big spider bite.
There it is. Ari's new belt on Instagram.
Is that an Italian leather?
Dude, oh, my God. Look at his balls.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Your dick is like... You can't even see it. Yeah, give that.
Much dick.
Give him the Wang Taco.
I'm titty fucking my balls.
All right, yeah, you're titty
it
fucking your own
like
balls.
It looks like a fly.
He's titty fucking his own balls.
It looks like Tony Hinchcliffe's lunch.
You're titty fucking your own balls.
Show me the Shaft Taco. Let's see, or the hot dog bun. Give it the hot dog bun.
Oh my God.
Hot dogs! Hot dogs! Here, get your fresh hot dogs.
It looks like you have 3 dicks.
God.
It does.
And that one ball, it looks
that's yeah, that's got to
get
out of there.
That's got you should have got it, rid of one of those balls and not your toe.
It looks like a cannoli.
That's so old man ball.
All right, you should take one of your balls and make it your new toe.
Jesus.
It'd be too hard.
I really like my balls now more than I did
coming
in here.
Right when you think your balls are ugly, then you see Ari's balls and you're like, you know what? I'm not doing too shabby in life.
Have you had those looked at? Like, that's normal.
Yeah, right? He just had them looked at by us.
Your balls look like the avocado peel. You know what I mean? That's how they feel. I've never touched them, but that's how I imagine
them. Avocados. Leave it to a Mexican to make an avocado reference to your balls. His family's been picking your balls for 3 generations.
Those look ripe, guys.
That's
God, those things are disgusting. I think this is James calling you to talk about the fight. You want to take this, Ari?
Yeah, sure. Brian, did you watch the fights?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Where'd you watch them at?
On my TV, my big screen.
Oh, you watch it at your
And
place?
By the way, watching UFC, I have a 130-inch projector. Watching that is disgusting, man. When that
God.
There was so much blood.
It was a little too much. The only thing worse was when Silva broke his leg.
Oh, that was brutal, yeah.
That was awesome.
Welcome to Punch Drunk. You're on the air. Who do we have here?
What's going on, Steve? How are you?
What's up, buddy?
Glad to have you back in studio.
Thanks, bro.
Glad you guys were talking UFC. I was just curious what you thought about the main event.
I thought the main event was great. You know, it definitely went the way the UFC wanted it to go because, had Mendez won, it would have set up, Mendez Aldo 3, and, you know, Mendez is 2 of his 3 losses, now the 3rd one being to McGregor. Word to Aldo, and that's just such an unsexy fight. But now you get Aldo and you get McGregor, and everyone's got a rock-hard boner for that, including Dana White.
Nobody wanted to see Mendez again, though. And if they did get it again, it'd be because he beat a guy who really doesn't deserve to be in the top 10. So then it's like, man.
I definitely think Mendez was winning that fight for a round and three-fifths.
He was!
Four-fifths.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
He gassed because he had a short training camp. That's a guy who was winning that fight.
Yeah.
He stopped him in the first round, and by the second round, he's like, no, I've got you down. This is all I'm going to do to you.
Do you think...
He ran out of energy.
Do any of you guys think that that fight was... You know, because the fight before, the bloody one, they let that thing go. I mean, both those guys had to go to the hospital. If that went six rounds, they would have gone straight to the morgue. Yeah. A lot of those fights,
I think it had something to do with Herb Dean being the ref as opposed to John McCarthy who was in the...
That's a good point.
Co-main.
Yeah, because I thought, you know, with 8 seconds left, 5 seconds left, maybe they could have let that round end and let them come out for round three, but they were pretty quick to jump on that and be like, no, McGregor's the champ, fight's over, everybody.
He was done.
Yeah, I thought that was a little suspect, or when Conor was on the bottom getting hammered with elbows, and he's just like, stand me up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a ballsy thing to say. Stand me up.
He's a little bit of bullshit.
What is that? Because he was fighting back. He's seen the UFC before, right? He fights in the UFC. He knows that would never be stood up.
Absolutely right, Ben.
That's ridiculous.
Totally right.
I was hoping that guy would lose.
He's never been taken down like that. He's never been like, oh, fuck, I can't do anything to this guy.
In two rounds, were there, five, maybe six takedowns in two rounds?
Yeah, I think he only missed that first one, and then he just kept just wrestle-fucking him.
They say that...
Yeah, he missed the first one, and then when he was like, nah, it can happen, you're like, wow, if he really can defend, that's fine, but I don't think he really defended. I just think he hit the fence, and he got lucky.
They're saying that Mendez broke his thumb.
Yeah, he gave up, like, two takedowns to Dennis Seaver, who's a goddamn kickboxer, mind you.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is written on the wall how, if you want to beat this guy, you don't stand in front of him and throw punches.
I mean, yeah, and then drop your hands to a striker. I mean, his hands were down.
He was getting punched, too. I mean, McGregor was getting punched. I mean, he had a big cut on his head. I think that was from an elbow on the ground. But still, he was getting punched in the face.
No, he was taking abuse on the ground.
Yep. Yeah, so what did you think of the fights? You liked him? Obviously, I thought it was one of the best cards UFC put together because every fight was good.
God.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I'm in complete agreement with that. I watched that fight companion with Schaub, and it was just...
And Bobby Lee, how was Bobby Lee on that? Because he's not a huge fight guy.
He was awful, but his fucking girlfriend is like a goddamn student of the game.
Yeah, she's cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's really into MMA.
Oh.
I think she might be Thai. I don't know.
She's so hot. She's from planet Hotlandia.
Oh, really? I've never seen her, but I assume she would be hot.
I did a dysentery with her the first week they were dating.
Now I know who you're talking about. I remember you talking about that.
It was weird.
And was Bobby upset about that?
No, he wasn't because they were the first week or so. So I think he really didn't want to say anything.
Well, anytime, I will say this about you. If I start dating somebody new, but they're like in our circle, and she's like, we've been dating for a week, and she's like, I'm going to Red Bands to do a podcast. I go, oh, no.
No, the podcast.
Finish. Dun, 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 dun.
You know what I didn't like about the UFC? Because I haven't watched it for a while, bought it. I didn't like how the prelims were on one channel, the UFC was on pay-per-view. I was just trying to find the prelims forever. I don't have cable.
How do you do pay-per-view?
Netflix. Like what?
How do you do pay-per-view?
Like for
through
UFC?
Xbox
UFC has an app now. You just go through UFC app.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so much
better. And Comedy Central has an app on there too?
Comedy Central has an app. All their shows are on there. And if you have an Xbox, they have this thing called Sling, which has live TV, and you can buy it. You could buy packages. I have live Comedy Central for Sling.
How much is it a package for that?
I think it starts off $14, and then you just add packages that have five channels for $5. You know,
oh wow!
So I think
cable's so expensive, and you don't get shit for it.
I thought I was going to miss it, but after the first month, I was kind of weird because I was like, oh well, you know, this feels weird. But I don't. I forgot I even don't have cable now.
Yeah. We have Apple TV. It's the best.
Yeah, Apple TV all the way, or Xbox Live is my new favorite.
Wow. I got to set up the TV.
Even Netflix, HBO Go, all that shit. It's like...
Yeah, dude, Jay Light's the one who set up our TV. It's fucking amazing.
Is he like a techie guy, like Redman?
A little bit, yeah. He knows his way around it.
I ever have any questions about anything, I just call Redman. Hey, man, how do I do this?
Jay Light helped me write some roast jokes for the Big J Roast this Wednesday.
Fuck yeah, man.
It's 8 p.m. It's streaming at anthonyacumia.com.
You're doing.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, Soder's doing it. Lewis and Dave. Anthony Cumia is doing it.
Now, is this the roast battle that's all controversial, like the New York
version? No. Right? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
No,
what,
this is the roast of Big J Okerson.
Oh, I got you.
What is the shit with Big J and the New York clubs, this one guy?
Yeah,
I saw that on Cumia's show yesterday. That seemed crazy. Yeah.
Well, Big J, okay, he told me, he's been doing the comic strip lately, you know, running back and forth from the stand of the comic strip. And then I was like, how is it? You know, I've asked him, and he goes, yeah. And then this week he was like, I think I'm done there. Like, in between the first and the second, or the second and the third time he went, he goes, I think I'm done. It's so shitty, and they don't police the room. It's not what the place used to be. It's too bad. It was like a legendary room, but it's the comic strip. But he's like, I guess I might be done. I think I'm done. I think I'm going to do my last set. Yeah. And then he said he went there, and he saw on stage this fucking, this 50-year-old MC, Willie Stevens. He's fucking, this girl was yelling out. He called her a cunt, and the guy's boyfriend got on stage and was like in Stevens's face. And no one was going to do anything. And Big J had to get on stage because not one person. He's like, I had to help a 50-year-old comic not get beaten up. So he told that to the owner, and the owner was like, fuck you. You talk shit about our club.
Wow.
He goes, I'm going to call every club owner and tell them to ban you. And it's like, dude, you don't hold any sway, first of all. And second of all, that's not the right reaction to this. The right reaction is, shit, man, I'm sorry.
Right.
I don't know how, we got to get a guy in there.
Right.
Instead of like, fuck you, he's like, he called the guy a cunt. I should have, if I had a door guy in there, I would have pulled him away, let the guy beat the shit out of him.
Wow.
Yeah, and he was just like, you're not handling this right.
That sucks. Because I saw something about it, but I just wondered if like the other comics are like backing Jay, or if they're scared of balls.
To handle it. No, that place is dying. I'm not in there. I've never performed. Oh, I performed there once like 10 years ago, but I've never really gotten in there.
It is a staple. It's a New York staple.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as comedy, 7-8 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's just kind of like. Like Turkish, the Turkish Empire, you know? At some point, people realize that you got no army.
You know, there was a time, and we all know this, like, you know, 5 years ago, you know, even a little bit longer, maybe 6-7 years ago, only until maybe the last year or two. That's what everybody said about the Comedy Store.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you come back, I would love it to come back. It is a cool, dingy room, but they got, you know, 40 people there on a Saturday.
Sometimes you got to get rid of like the Tommies of the club and the people that are, you know, keeping it stagnant and get a new fresh look at it.
They did. They got a new guy and then another new guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. New York clubs there's only a couple places that don't like paper their room. The Stand, the Comedy Cellar.
Well, it's hard not to. I mean, by paper it, what about like people barking out front and shit?
There's that too. But that doesn't even, people just go to Times Square and like pass out tickets, try to sell off tickets, tell them Chappelle's going to be there.
You know, it's really funny that, like, going to a live comedy show has really become almost like going to a live taping of a show. Like, they just give shit away. Like, hey, you want to come see some celebrities do their thing and act like you're a real audience?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's yeah. Like
it doesn't have... But Comedy Store's really turned around, man. It's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. Comedy Store's great right now.
I mean, being away for a while, coming back, I'm like, wow, this place is packed for a Thursday, and who the fuck are these 500 people?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, for years it'd be 150 people and you knew every one of them and three quarters of them you slept with, including Red Band.
Well, that's obvious.
Even the open mics are starting to get packed. Like Potluck had like 60 reserved tickets.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the open micers not to fucking pitch stuff to celebrities.
Oh, God.
What happened?
It's like the worst. I'll be sitting there and I'll just see people go up and I'm just like, you guys are I want to like stop them. Like I'll just see open micers walk up and just do stupid shit. I'm just like, oh man, you don't understand.
To who? Yeah. To what?
They just don't get it. They just make it like a bad first impression or they just don't get like that.
They just go up to them like, hey man, I got a script. I'd love you to do it with me. We can start doing it. It's like, oh, come on, dude. I'm having a drink with my friends.
Yeah. They come up and pitch shit to you? Like I got a script for you?
People.
Oh, yeah. Like, they walk up to Marin. Well, that's why they build that fucking bar in the back of the club.
Yeah.
You know, and then all the cool kids can go back there and hang out, and you don't get bombarded by dummies.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't?
Not yet.
I still haven't even been in there.
They're going to start enforcing it, because they want to get the bar a little bit more busy.
That was the worst. I want to say who, but there's somebody that you know very well. We were back there with Sarah Silverman and a couple people were all talking, and Drunky McDrunkerson guy comes in, and he's just like, spitting like on the ground in front of Sarah, like goobers, like goobers. Your old roommate.
Oh, I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
No. Eric Oligny. I don't want to say his name in public.
And he was just drunk, but he was like spitting on the ground, like in front of her. And he's just like, every time she would say something, he's just like, wah, wah, wah. And I'm like, oh my God, stop it.
He was spitting on the ground of the bar inside?
No. Like, they have this back.
The new smoke place, yeah, a lot of couches and
yeah,
shit.
You're not
oh, I think I was there for that. And
yes, you were there.
And then I just walked out. Because there's moments where it's like, I gotta fucking
check. Religion's okay, but he's a social moron.
Well, when he's drunk,
well, he's drunk.
Different people.
Yeah. He's the reason they have
if
that.
If he's sober, he's a nice guy. But when he's hammered, he, you know.
Yeah,
he gets
and I talked to him about it, actually. I was just like, man, I he's like, do you have a problem with me? I'm like, I don't have a problem with you. I have a problem with drunk you. Like you're a totally different person. Please do not talk
to
me.
What did he say to that?
He agreed.
There's some of those people that are like, when they're drunk, they always want to know what your problem is with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's other people that are like that, too. They're like, you never fucking liked me. You're like, ugh. No, I never liked this part of
right.
you. Yeah. I actually like you as a human being, but when you get this way, you're yelling, you're in my face, yeah. you know, you're spitting
they're
on Sarah Silverman's
shoes. They're
not
like a fun drunk, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, when I get drunk, I just like to enjoy myself and have more drinks.
There's some people, like, I never even know, like, I was talking to Dave Taylor the other day, and he was saying something like, dude, I don't think I've ever seen you have back-to-back consecutive drinks. Dave Taylor. He's like, Taylor. He goes, you've never seen me drunk? I go, absolutely. Not only have I never seen you drunk, I've never seen you have, like, three drinks in a row. I've seen you have a beer or two.
If they're free, he'll drink them.
He goes, what about all my parties that I would always have at my place? I go, you were drunk at those? He goes, yeah, you were just way more drunk than me to notice. I go, oh, yeah. Now that
you're
I crunch
like,
the numbers. Yeah, now that I crunch the numbers, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you were over in the corner pissing in a boot. I don't think you were too preoccupied to notice how drunk I actually was. What are you eating now, Ari?
Grapes. I got to take this Advil. I got to eat something.
Oh, yeah. The grapes are good for your toes.
Ari, I have a great game that you could start playing. Every time you have a boner, try to take your boner and put a grape on it and push it back like a call, like, you know, like a thing and flip it in your mouth.
Oh, catapult.
Hilarious. It's so fun to do. Like,
Did you really do this?
I've done it twice. I've got it in my mouth twice perfectly.
What about the grapes?
That's hilarious.
It's hard to do though. It seems like it's.
It
seems like it's easy, but you have to be. You have to get rock hard to
you
do.
Hold on both sides, huh? So the grip doesn't fall off.
Yeah, what you got to do is build a little like a thimble with rubber bands, so you can get it around your dickhead, and then it'll rest in there,
yeah.
And then shazam, pow, right in the old fucking cum bucket. You've done it twice?
Twice in my mouth.
In your mouth.
Yeah.
How many attempts do you think?
Oh, tons.
Now, while you're doing it, do you get harder or less hard?
Yeah, great question. Does
no,
it make
I,
you hard?
I usually do morning boner when after I pee and I'm going through the refrigerator to get water. I'll grab some grapes and try to do it.
See, generally, when I have a morning boner, I beat off and it goes away. You have found a way to eat from it.
I've had a problem. Have you guys had a morning boner that doesn't go away? Like,
yeah.
Like you pee and you're like, wait, why is it still here?
It's still here.
Yeah.
Like, I had it last an hour the other day. I was like almost freaked out. It's like,
beat off. Fuck something.
No, I mean, after you beat off, after you pee, it's still there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That whatever. Sucks. It must be the grapes.
Yeah.
Fucking Viagra of fruit.
I can't believe you lost a toe, Ari. This is...
Who else would lose a toe but Ari?
It's scary to me because that's like old people stuff. Like oh shit, you know, Ari lost a toe. My friend lost a ball. Like, we're all falling apart.
All of us are losing.
Some have lost toes, like Hedberg, and he's fine.
Yeah, right?
Hedberg lost a toe?
Yeah, look what happened to him.
Andy Green.
He's been on Comedy Central and all kinds of stuff. He's doing great.
Yeah. Just...
Now what do you eat? Oh, those are your pills. You're going to become a pill junkie now. That you only have nine toes.
Ed Vial.
Did they put you? They put you out, right? For it, you had to do like the count backwards for 10 to 9.
No, they do not put you out for it.
What?
No, they do local on your foot. I mean, you get numb as fuck.
So you're just your foot's numbed up, and you're watching them just saw off part of your fucking body.
Dude, I freaked out when they put the shots in. He goes, "Oh man, you shouldn't look at this because
it's like being in the movie Saw."
If looking at the shot is bad, I would not look at what we're gonna do to you.
Uh huh. Now what did they? Could you hear the bones crunching off as your toe was just?
Yeah.
And then did they just eventually just hold up this fucking toe just, and be like, here it is.
I saw it afterwards. I got so lightheaded.
Did they?
Oh my god!
They carterize it, or what did they do?
Can you imagine Joey Diaz being there?
God damn it!
Good fate.
Dude, it smells like barbecue meat.
It does. Oh, that's kind of cool.
They fucking fry it closed. They got to fry it closed.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That's pretty
yeah.
Neat.
Smells wow. Good. I got some fucking.
Give me my goddamn toe back, you cocksucker.
What was. I mean, could you put on, like, headphones? I mean, did you have to hear the bones breaking? Or, I mean, you just.
I didn't think about that, but I did. I mean, it felt like when you're eating, like, real tender, like, Roy Rogers chicken, and you just crack a bone. Like,
I would, yeah, that, and then it's just that bone marrow. And it's those moments that make me realize I'm eating the flesh of an animal, where I'm like, what am I doing here?
Yeah, at some point I saw him reach his hand out like this, like get his sleeve down or something.
Yeah.
And the hand was just so red, so much blood.
Oh,
in fact, I just glanced at that.
Wow.
It's like you were fisting a 12-year-old.
God, I wonder what your face looked like when this was happening. Like if you were just
Yeah, you could feel the pressure. You know the thing is moving and there's stuff putting to it.
Wow. Now, when they took that one, were you like, you know what? Go ahead and take another one for the kids. Go ahead and take one for yourself.
Yeah,
I mean, if I'd like to donate it to the charity.
Yeah. You know how for like those kids when you got to grow your hair out because they have cancer and they don't have hair, and then you cut out for like kids that have like toe cancer.
Give one to the toeless.
Yeah, give one to the give back to the toeless dude. There's so many toeless children in this world, and here you are, a selfish prick walking around with 9 toes.
Have you ever seen like the person that chopped off their thumb and they chop off their toe and put it to the thumb so that they have a toe thumb? So
I know somebody that did that recently.
Yeah. Oh,
no, I met somebody that did her husband, was it her husband? Her husband or her brother lost a finger, but he works at like some like steel mill or something, like he needs his hands or I don't know what he does. Maybe he does cartwheel. I don't know what he does. But they took one of his toes and put it on for his finger.
So you could do it. You could take your thumb off and put it on your toe.
Damn. Guys, imagine working a sawmill or some shit.
No.
Fuck. Like, most of your friends, something happened to them. Or at least on their brother.
I know. They all have fucking... They're just nutty.
I was in wood shop when a dude fucking took a piece of his thumb off.
Oh,
jeez. Really?
Yeah. I just remember sitting there and I was sanding something and I just remember seeing this kid go, huh! And then just hold his thumb and then the teacher just go, oh, fuck. And then just grab him and they just walked out of class and everyone was like, oh.
Yeah, most restaurants I worked at had almost monthly somebody in the kitchen chopping off their thumb or their finger.
No way!
Yeah, dude.
Where the fuck were you working?
They just don't pay attention.
Yeah, well, it's always like the tip of the thumb.
Or because they don't do like this.
Yeah.
They're always just like this.
Yeah. One time I was in a restaurant I can't remember where, maybe I was in Texas or something. Where's the Improv? Addison. I was in Addison. And I was at this restaurant. It was like kind of like a steak place, and I was going to use a bathroom, and I walked by, and like the kitchen door was kind of like open, and in my head I go, "Don't look in there," because I don't want to see the people that are making my food, because it's never like who you want it to be.
Yeah,
it's never somebody beautiful. It's never that's never fucking Martha Stewart. It's always some gargoyle. It's always fucking a gargoyle in there, and I look in, and there's a guy that's cutting like prime rib, and he has from the elbow down just gone. So in my head, I'm like, oh, now he's putting his fucking nub on my steak and then cutting it. I couldn't get it up. I know. I'm like, oh, now I got nubby in here fucking throwing his fucking wound all over my food.
They can feel the fucking...
It was the worst, bro. That was like a decade ago, and I still always think about old nubby cutting me off some steak.
He could feel how tender it is.
I know. Ah, that temperature's perfect here, according to the edge of my elbow where my arm ends.
Ugh. I'm really interested to see how it feels when it's healed and everything like that. Like, if you feel like the toe's still there, like it's got that ghost memory thing where, like, you can kind of move the nub maybe still a little or...
Yeah, like you have phantom foot.
Phantom, yeah. Like, I wonder if you could still... Like, if the nerves to move your big toe are still active. So, like, you can still move, like, you know, a little...
Or if you're going to become some sort of fetish for some weird chicks where they're like, you know, hey, use your nubbin and, you know, work my clit with where your toes
used to be. You can stick a whole foot in a girl now.
You probably could.
Now? As opposed to when?
Well, the toe always usually catches.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you could probably jam your whole foot in one of those disgusting pigs.
You could go knee deep in a girl.
You could probably at least get up to your calf. You could probably, that's what you should start doing. Start calling these chicks your little moccasins. Hey, my little moccasin, why don't you come over here and keep my left foot warm? You're probably also really good at coffin corner punting now. You know what I mean? Because your punts are always going to go one direction now. And probably terrible at swimming now.
Swimming, you're always going to the right and hitting the wall.
You're always getting in other people's lanes slowly. You start in lane 5, but you end in lane 1.
Hmm. Or you're just spinning underwater.
This is spiraling. Making a tornado, a water tornado.
All right, did you happen to watch the what you call it, Home Run Derby last night?
The what?
Home Run Derby.
No. I heard the hometown guy won. That's cool.
Yeah, that was cool, and they changed the format. The format's a lot better now.
Yeah, it's
a timeout.
I think it's 60 seconds. You can hit as many home runs as you can in 60 seconds. So now they don't have the outs. You know, if you don't get a home run, it's an out, and then you have 10 outs. You know,
you swing at everything?
And if you hit 2 home runs over 425 feet, on your second one, you get 30 seconds added. You get bonus time for 2 long dongers.
Oh, they just poop. They just pop
and
it up.
It's like number 1 against number 8, number 2 against number 7, and if you win, you move on. It's not a cumulative.
Oh,
it becomes like a double elimination thing.
It's tense then.
So the guy Cincinnati, the guy that won it.
Yeah, Todd Frazier.
Frazier.
He killed it.
This is the best when Red Band does this.
Sports Band. I love it.
Sports Band. You weren't here last time he did it, but it was quite a popular segment.
Oh, I was calling in.
Oh, that's right. You kept calling in Sports Band.
I loved it.
Yeah, he's a third baseman for the Reds.
He's back. I love it.
That's correct. Right.
Yes, it was the Reds' third baseman in Cincinnati. Tied it, and then his last home run, I think it was because he had bonus time, pretty much on his last pitch with the time running out, wins it by 1.
Yeah, 15-4 over the Dodgers rookie, Jock Pederson. I don't know if you know Jock. He's been in the news a lot lately.
Losing a toe?
Yeah, no. I mean, you know, when you're somebody like Jock and you have such a great, I mean, he's only 23, the guy. 6'1", this guy. 250 pounds.
Wow. As,
you know, and...
That's good stuff. Thanks.
He's only has 2 years of experience, but he came in second place. And I just think that's amazing. Yeah. You know, such a new kid. He was born in 92. I was about to graduate high school.
That is crazy when you start seeing all these people. Yeah. That I used to have posters of when I was in high school are all now coaches or their children are in the NBA now.
Or you're dating a girl that when you were graduating high school, she was like 0.
Yeah. Yeah. I finally am old enough now. I remember I was right after I turned 42, I was in a bar and I met some girl and, she was 21 and I was like, wow, this is the first time I've ever been in a bar where I'm twice the legal drinking age now.
Wow.
Like, you met a girl that I was like, when I could walk into a bar legally, you were born.
You were not even alive.
You were or not even alive. You know, if she just turned 21.
It's kind of hot.
Yeah. I realize that I'm finally of the age where I will only date women born in the 90s.
Wow.
That's at my entire range now.
Why did that, what changed that made that the status quo for you?
It became 25.
What's the oldest girl you would hook up with, Ari?
25 and 3/4, 25 and a half.
No, I have to disagree with
that. So if you, 26-year-old, you'd
90s.
Be like...
I see more than 90s. Yeah. January 1st, 1990.
But man,
you meet a 26-year-old, you'd be like, ugh, a little long in the tooth.
Yeah, the 25, though.
That girl from Sports Illustrated, what's her name?
Who? Oh,
Cindy
Kate
Crawford.
Upton?
Kate Upton.
Do we always have this fight? And you're such a dumb fuck.
She's too old. She's too old.
Dude, wait, you would saw your other toe off to fuck Kate Upton.
I mean,
Upton.
I get it.
He's lying.
He's got a...
No, he says this all the time.
Yeah, he says it, but if Kate Upton's sitting there...
She's gross?
Oh, whatever.
She's like too big for me. I'm sorry. I lived in L.A. for too long, but that girl's too big for me.
I get it.
Yeah, she's sitting in that room right there.
She's got fat.
She's got smooth fat, all right.
I gotta look her up.
That's great. Now, that's why they have to keep it together by metal.
All right, don't you think
that naked pits?
Metal. What?
Don't you think 25 though is that one age where usually girls like learn a huge lesson and they become a better person around 27?
No, I think
like,
that age is 39. I think right before they hit 40, they pull the ripcord.
Sometimes, but they lose a spark too. So
he's saying she's not hot.
Yeah, he's just, you know, if she was sitting there, it would be a totally different story.
Let me see that picture. Let me see that picture.
He would chop off another toe just to be with her.
Can you see that?
No. Hold on. I want to black cock bomb you. I can't.
Go for it. It's not my phone. Because I didn't touch my phone during this podcast because I didn't want Ari to... Oh, my God. Jesus, I love you, Kate Upton. I didn't want Ari to hang up on me and sabotage everything because I'm trying to produce a show here.
I didn't sabotage anything. I was just done being ignored.
Oh, jeez.
Well, going back to the home run derby, it was cool. It was cool because this year they used a new format and everyone liked it. This was more a time-based format.
That sounds great. I didn't even know about it.
Yeah, they had timeouts and shit. Yeah. It was nuts.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, it was cool. Instead of just like hitting home, you get 10 outs and you just...
So do they swing at every pitch then?
Just about, yeah.
I mean, yeah, because there's no reason why you wouldn't. You know, unless you just totally don't like it. But for the most part, you're more inclined to not sit there and take six pitches.
Do they get pitchers to come in, like switch out, or they keep pitching for 60 seconds accurately?
They weren't switching pitchers during at-bats.
Not
during at-bats. Different people had different people that they liked throwing for them. But, you know.
I mean, what I want to see is somebody, it's one of those old guys, like Calrican Sr., the guys who pitch like that batting practice stuff for them.
Yeah, yeah.
See one of them get like a sharp line back, like stand up too early and really clunk one to the head.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, just see how everybody mourns for them.
Throw at somebody.
What do you guys think about Tiger Woods? Do you think he's going to be able to win the Open finally? I mean, he's not been doing very well lately. So.
No, I think he won't compete at all. Sportsban.
Sportsban. Sportsban. That's going to be the name of this episode is Sportsban.
You don't think he's going to compete at all? Interesting. Why?
Interesting.
Ryan Sportsban. I think he's done. I don't think he's done.
The interruption.
I think he is, man. He's coming in like last.
No, I mean, I don't think – I think he's going to be the kind of guy that's like – I mean, seniors tour, shit like that, we'll be hearing his name again. But I don't think he's going to be like top five guys ever again.
Well, the British Open, he announced that he was going to be in it, you know, the 2015 British Open. So we'll see. I mean, a lot of people – the eyes are all on Tiger Woods right now.
I feel like the eyes are always on Tiger Woods.
Now, if you win the Open, do you get invited forever? Is that the deal?
Correct.
So he can play there always if he
wants? I believe
that's
how that works, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe if you win it, you can always come back and play. I mean, until you hit like the seniors or whatever, you know, until you retire from like the regular tour. But if you win it, you're in it if you want or if you're healthy.
In it to win.
I mean, in the recent U.S. Open at Chambers Bay, it was a disaster for him. So
the last couple of things he's been in has been a disaster.
He's done.
For him.
I'm telling you guys, he's done. He's in the face and body.
So I agree with you, and I totally agree with you. Then why do we constantly? Because he's a polarizing character. Because his model wife left him because he banged 70 whores. Why do we keep talking about him? Because he used to be good.
Okay, I'll tell you. It's why do you stay with a shitty girlfriend when she starts cheating on you? Because you just look at her as like, that used to be the person I was in love with. He was a big name, so you're going to keep talking about it. Why are we still talking about the Knicks when they haven't even competed for 20 years?
Nobody talks about the Knicks. You're in New York, so you hear about them.
It's everywhere.
The Knicks?
It's just the thing where it's like people keep talking about it. Same thing as like Tonight Show gets more respect than Letterman.
But I hardly like, talk about Yusuf anymore. You know?
Because he was once amazing. Dude, that's the whole Yankees roster. They're getting Carlos Beltran and shit. Hoping like people are like, yeah, he's good. But no, he's not. He was good fucking 7 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. A-Rod, you heard about A-Rod forever. Now he's actually back. A-Rod's been playing good.
Who?
You don't think the Yankees are in – are they in first place?
Yeah, they're in first place. He's not playing good. It's all pitching.
Yeah, but he was playing good earlier. I mean, he's playing better. Like, he's a guy you're like, oh, this guy's fucking dead. His, what, 3,000th hit? Wasn't that a home run?
That's A-Rod.
That's what I mean. That's what I said, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I was talking about Carlos Beltran.
No, I was talking about A-Rod.
Oh, right. No, he's playing good.
That's what I was saying.
He's not done.
I know, but remember, like, a year or two ago, everyone's like, this guy's fucking done. A-Rod's done.
Oh, right.
A-Rod's off steroids. He's done. He can't seriously play baseball.
But you're right. So maybe it's just that the odds of him staying uninjured for four straight days is way lower, but it could still happen. Like even Nicklaus put up in a 60. He put up a good run at the end, you know?
That's what I was saying.
I think he'll get one of those. I think he'll get one like in his late 40s.
I think when he gets on a seniors tour, I think he's going to start becoming relevant as far as victories go. But I think, you know, all of this stuff, like Brian Sportsban is saying, you know, British Open, U.S. Open. I don't think he has a snowball's chance in hell at that shit.
We'll see. You know, he's been paired recently with Jordan Spieth, with who's Spieth, who's one of the.
I love it. I love it. Of all the years of us doing this show, yeah. He's the one, two separate times, that only does this very sportsy. We can't get a sentence or two out without getting into somebody's butthole. But this guy comes
in. He brings up a good point. Do you think those guys like Rory and Speed, you think they're like, why are you still talking about Tiger Woods?
No, I think that they love.
Favorite?
I think they love being paired with somebody that they grew up idolizing and just humiliating him.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying the media. Why do they love the media? Like, you're covering him. How am I not a known name, you guys?
Yeah, it's like, hey, man, this guy.
For years.
Yeah, it's like everybody's following us because Tiger's, you know, because Tiger and I are hitting it, you know, teeing off at the same time and we're playing together. And I'm seven strokes up on him and we're only at hole five.
Yeah. In your face, Tiger.
In your face, Tiger Woods. That's what you get for being an adulterer.
What do you guys think about the Major League commissioners saying the other day that they were thinking about expanding the Major League Baseball and a few more franchises?
I haven't heard that. I haven't heard that. So how many extra teams?
Well, they want to go up. They want to have up to 30, and they haven't had any kind of expansion since, what was it, the Arizona Diamondbacks or the Tampa Bay?
1998.
Tampa Bay Rays.
It seems like the right amount. I mean, 30 definitely seems like the right amount.
Well, you got, what, 32 NFL teams. You got 30 hockey teams.
There's 30 MLB teams right now.
There's got to be 30, right?
Yeah, it's 15 and 15.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
They're saying, you know, some of the cities that they're looking at is San Antonio, Texas, which it would be interesting to do there. Portland, Oregon, Las Vegas.
I'd love Portland to have
And they have such a good minor league team that everybody really supports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd love Portland to get a team. Vegas, no one will ever do Vegas. No. Vegas always comes up in everything. NFL talks about Vegas. Then the NFL is talking about doing the Pro Bowl in Vegas. But everybody's so dicey about that gambling mafia, all that shit. Vegas will never have a pro team in anything.
What do you think about Montreal?
This is a tourist town. Montreal?
Yeah, because I guess they've been one of the most vocal cities about this expansion.
Well, I mean, if they wanted, they had a team they couldn't support. They left.
Yeah, Expos, Montreal Expos. Every time I see somebody in an Expos hat, especially if it's like a new era, like a fitted one, but it looks old, like they've had it since like back then. I'm always like, yeah, man, good hat, bro.
Yeah.
Good hat,
Expos,
bro.
Nobody hated the Expos.
Nobody hated them, but just nobody went to the games.
I mean, Toronto, well, they have a team.
Toronto's won World Series.
Yeah. Vancouver should have a team.
Mm-hmm. Calgary.
Why not?
Yeah, I say we get more Canada. You know what? I say we give Canada more teams and everything, but nobody wants to go to Mexico.
Oh God!
Mexico never.
Yeah, but what
it's
if it's like
even
the,
mentioned?
What if it was like the Cabo Cubs? You know, like we could all just go to Cabo to watch some
Wait,
great
are the Mariners
baseball.
Still there?
Who? Florida?
Seattle
Mariners.
They're still around, right?
Yeah.
Seattle Mariners?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought they died. I guess that's just the Sonics.
You think of the? Oh yeah, you think of the Sonics?
Yeah, Portland. I'd like to see Portland get a team. San Diego has a team that's
and
nice.
Portland would be a natural rival to the Mariners.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, because they're right there.
Absolutely. If you're going to go Canada, you got to go in one of the major cities. You can't go like a shitty city.
Yeah.
Pretty much Toronto and Vancouver. Maybe Montreal, but who wants to play there?
I mean.
Who wants to play? Nobody wants to play in Calgary.
Nobody wants to play in Calgary. Toronto's badass, though.
Toronto's pretty cool.
Toronto's like the New York of nice people.
Where else are you thinking about? San Antonio? Where else?
Where else, sports band?
Mexico.
No, they're not.
Yeah. Oklahoma
City?
Mexico City. Oklahoma, which would be another good one.
I tell you where I wouldn't want to play professional baseball. Mexico fucking City.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you want to be a millionaire walking around the streets of Mexico City?
Steal the shit out of those bases,
though.
You
rich celebrity?
Speaking of millionaires.
No way would that work.
You'd have to have Tate Fletcher live and sleep in the same room as you, holding a gun all the time.
Speaking of guns, did you hear the news about Aaron Cromer? He was placed on leave. He's the offensive line coach for the Buffalo Bills. I guess last night he threatened a boy.
It was 2 days ago. Yeah, he was on the beach. Buffalo Bills offensive line coach, who used to be with the Bears, he's on the beach.
What do you do?
He's on the beach. There's these three kids fishing, and I think it's like property that he owned or something like that. And there's these beach chairs that they're using, and he's telling these kids, they're all minors, they're all under 18, hey, man, put those fucking beach chairs back where you got them. They're not yours or something. One of the kids is like, what, you know, stands up. He takes a fishing pole, throws it, and then punches one of the miners in the face, knocking him down.
I mean, Cromer's 48 also. These are like
kids.
Yeah.
He's like a 50-year-old football guy, you know what I mean?
And then how old are these kids?
Probably 15 to 17 because they were all minors.
Yeah, they didn't say anything.
I mean, but like minors is like how big are these kids?
I mean, they're probably big enough to punch one in the face for sure, and if they're getting lippy. But then he goes, then he says, hey, this is the best part. If any of you tell the police about this, I'll kill your families.
Yeah, that's the best part.
That's the one shit that everybody's jumping on. Is that what a fucking smooth move that is? A 48-year-old guy punches a kid in the face and then threatens to kill their families. I'm gonna kill your daddy, and then I'm gonna fuck your mommy, and then I'm gonna adopt you. And this is what you're gonna get every day, you little prick. Get out of my beach chair.
You know,
is he denying doing it?
No, he got arrested.
Yeah, he had a tearful apology. I mean, prior to that, he was working with the Chicago Bears for a few years. If I recall.
Did he get arrested with three kids?
One, if you recall. Two, I just said it. Three. Oh, God, do I love Brian Sportsman. The funniest thing about Brian Sportsman is every time we're at the Comedy Store, or the Improv, or Ice House, wherever we're hanging out, and anybody else, Ari, were to come up to me and be like, hey, man, did you see that fucking game last night? This is Brian. Ugh, you faggots are talking about your gay sports.
And then walks away.
I think there's a time and place for it, you know? Like, you have to have sports time, comedy time. You don't mix the two.
Maybe not. I don't know. We're trying to hear.
Second DUI arrest, though, for the Nuggets Lawson this year. Did you hear about that?
I did not.
Yeah, he's got a second DUI.
I know Donovan McNabb just got one, and he got fired by Fox Sports.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. Fox Sports. It might even be his third DUI. Sports Band, do you know how many DUIs Donovan McNabb has?
I think it's his second. I think maybe one he didn't get charged for. But he got pulled over on the 101 doing a high rate of speed at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Wow.
Trying to get home, Doug.
Yeah.
Trying to get home.
It's really hard, by the way, to get pulled over for speed at 2 in the morning on the 101.
you'd be surprised because you're the only car out there, so you don't stand out. You stand out. All right, what's going on? You could have just not brought the computer with you.
I didn't want to be present.
Are you taking a hit from a bong?
Let me see what's going on. I can't tell what you're doing.
Nope.
It sounds like you're
taking
a bath or something.
What is that? That's a huge bong.
Have you had your man period lately, Ari?
Oh, there's pee coming out of your dick.
Wow, that looks really clean for Ari Shaffir's.
I've not had my man period lately.
Neither have I, man. I think we're going through some new times.
It looked like when you were shaking pee off your dick, it looked like you were beating off. Like you have a very unique technique to shake piss off of your cock.
Well, there's a little pee left on the end. You got to shake it off until you come. And then the cum knocks off whatever pee is left.
Yeah, that's where you lost me there.
You don't like to cum? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was talking to somebody who likes to cum.
All right, what about a bag of bets you have to actually beat off on an episode of Punch Drunk? Like being on Skype, let's say I lose the bet.
Have to or get to?
That's a good way of putting that. I automatically
put that in the hat for sure.
Someone complained that they're like, next time Ari shows his dick, make sure you point the camera at the laptop so we could see it. And I was like, that's such a weird request.
That is a weird request. All right. Find out who that is, and Ari, you start bombing them with dick pics. But no, I lose the bet, so I cannot come into the studio that day. I have to Skype in, and then during the, you know, you don't have to see me come. You don't have to sit there and watch cum pour out of my, but I literally have to beat off on the episode on Skype while you guys watch me beat off.
Yeah, I feel like there's something illegal.
No, I disagree. In studio. This is an in-studio thing.
You know what? I agree with you.
In studio. Not with the aid of any porn or anything. You just have to concentrate while
everyone's
talking
to you. Staring at the other two. You have to stare at the other two.
Until you come.
Now, let me tell you this.
What? No shooting at anyone.
We all know how snitches get stitches.
Yes. Snitches some get bitches, bitch, I wish.
Some bitch-ass snitch, fan of our show, and I do like our fans, but some of you guys are complete twats because you texted Josh Martin that we fixed the bag of bets where he had to wash his face with our comb.
We didn't fix that, did we?
Yeah, we put we put that in the bag 10 times. It was the only thing in the bag.
That's so fucked up.
It was the only.
We took out all the other stuff and put
yeah,
that
in. Exactly.
I,
that
I is, think Josh is allowed to come on all your faces now.
That's what we did.
Because he goes, "What's the most terrible thing that's in the bag?" And we go, "Well, washing your face with all three of our cums." Then fine, I'll take the bet. If that's the worst that it gets, then I'll do it. So then we go, okay, cool. So then we do an episode the following week, and we took everything out of the bag, and then we just filled it with the worst bet in there.
Was it just that was the whole only thing in the bag?
10 times, yeah.
And
then we pulled everything
so
else
fucking
out.
Funny.
So somebody wait. Told them?
So he comes up to
you think you're being clever by telling him? Like,
he comes up to me this door. That's what I heard on Twitter. One of my fans. I go, already don't believe you right there. I'll stop you right there when you say one of your fans. When from the Kill Tony show tweeted at me that you guys fixed the bet. So now I'm like, well, either which way, you still wash your face with our cum, numbskull. That was the number one thing I got when I got back. They weren't like, hey, man, you know, how's everything? How you feeling? How you doing? Are you glad to be back? They're like, what was it like to mail your cum to Ari?
Like every other Wednesday.
And it was weird. It was weird throwing four fucking stamps.
It was a little different.
Going to the post office and throwing four stamps on a cum rag to my buddy.
What's the bag of bets for jerking off?
You have to beat off during an episode. Ugh. You have to jerk off during an episode.
Jerk off during an episode using no porn or...
You can only just making eye contact with the other two.
You can close your eyes, but you can't use anything.
What about no? I don't like that. I like you got to like tape your eyes open and just stare at the other two, so there's nothing else you could be thinking about.
I'd be able to come. I'd be jerking off the entire time.
I'd just be thinking about Ari's 9 toes and Sam's hairy stomach.
Sucking on Ari's nub in the future has to be one.
Oh yeah, can you get us the fucking toe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get the toe.
We should make that our mascot. The punch drunk toe. The punch drunk toe.
You should pickle it, Ari.
Ooh, that would be delicious.
Maybe that should be a t-shirt, just a toe, one color.
One color toe? Yeah. And call it the moccasin.
Bag of bets.
Nice. Right. Bag of bets. There's the bag of bets.
We got the bag of bets back.
Doesn't Sam have to do something soon?
Sam has to do the fart funnel whenever Ari's back. When are you back in town? Because
October. Here's my question.
Yep.
Does the bag of bets, instead of Crown Royal bottle, does it make you want to relapse?
No. All this talk about cum kind of does.
Okay. No, it's allowed, man. I'm pretty sure AA rules cum's allowed, so you can go for it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Then I'm definitely thirsty. Now, all these people are talking about...
I think October is when we'll have to do it.
Fart funnel. I thought you were back in September, dude.
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Come back in August.
You should just fly here just to fucking fart in his face. Now, here's the kicker with the fart funnel. To me, the crux of this bet isn't that you have to eat all these terrible things and fart. What it is that he has to hit it like a bong and hold it in exhale it.
Yes.
That's the most disgusting thing. I think that's the thing.
Breathe in. Is it like inhale, deep inhale?
Uh-huh. Right?
And then exhale.
Yeah.
Exhale through the nose. Does he have to exhale through the nose?
I think he should exhale really, like get it all, everything out of his lungs.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
So the only thing that goes into his lungs is whatever rotten fish and pot of coffee you've had.
Am I videotaping this?
Oh, yeah. We're going to tape it. And I think we should and maybe just for the sake of making sure nothing gets out, duct tape this funnel to your asshole.
I already thought
I was going to. He said he wouldn't do it because
what about staple gun?
No, just shave.
Just put the tip in.
Staple gun. No. He
just you just need a tube. Just put the tip of the tube in your asshole.
What about there's no funnel? It's just
a tube. You don't need a funnel. What are you?
No, that's the funnel. The bet's a funnel.
Take the funnel off.
Take
move up the hose.
And Sam's not going to go for a tube, and he shouldn't have to because the bet's a funnel.
But you know you want a tube in your asshole.
Absolutely. Would love to straight down Sam's gullet. Like, you know, feed him like they do foie gras.
Uh huh.
Fucking force the tube down his throat. and he has to suck my fart until his liver becomes rich and buttery with my fart.
It would also be great to be like, okay, I'm Sam, I'm about to suck your tube, and then you just blow
I'm
in the tube.
Start to suck your tube. He puts like a dart. He has a poisonous dart in his under
he
his tongue
a,
the whole time,
or just a skittle.
It's all right. It's,
he puts a couple of skittles in there.
Believe me, that won't be the first time a skittle leaked out of Ari's asshole. I'm sure of that.
Hey, are you still addicted to all the candy? Is that why you got the diabetes foot?
Let's do our new segment, Ari's Candy Corner. He likes candy, and he's a Jew. Let's see what he's into. Ari, what are you eating?
Well, recently I got into single-serve lemon heads.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
What is that?
Single-serve lemon heads. Who does single-serve? That?
It just has one lemon head in it?
Some bodega knows about three, and you can get all different sorts of flavors, so you don't have to choose one flavor.
That's nice.
You're nuts. Alexander the Grape. You can go whatever the cherry and whatever the orange is.
I didn't know what lemon heads had different flavors.
I didn't either.
That's cool. I had, I had peanut butter Twix last night, and that's way better than regular Twix.
Nah, man.
Okay, let's not go way better. Yeah, let's not have competition with each other. Let's just say it's great.
Yeah. I do like Twix.
It's a good.
They're great.
I do like Twix. I do like Twix. Mm-hmm. I do love Kit Kat. I don't like the white Kit Kat stuff.
Those Oreo Hershey bars are decent. Like there are cookies and cream.
I tell you what's fucking really good though. Have you the Snickers ice cream bars? Mm. Oh Jesus Christ.
When I'm high and I get the munchies and I go to like 7-Eleven, those are the first things I grab.
Yep, those are the
Twix ones too.
Best. Really? I haven't had the Twix ones.
Choco tacos aren't bad.
Alright, what are you coming over here now with your cookie fucking your candy thing? Is that your toe? Is that your pickled toe?
Oh, Jesus.
Gross.
Are those Grillo's? Are those Grillo's?
They are.
I love Grillo's pickles.
Yeah, I think this is James. You want to take James' call?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Jamesy, is that you?
It is.
What's up, brother? How are you?
Hey, James.
What's up? How you guys doing?
Good, man. I'm stoked. Are you coming to me and Sammy shows at the Punchline?
I will be there for both evenings.
Nice, dude. Cool. We'll hang out. I'll watch you get stoned. You can watch me not get drunk and sit there and cry.
That's the plan, my man.
Sounds like a blast. How great were those fights? We talked about it a little earlier, but I'd love to hear your take on it because I know you got a fucking major boner.
Well, I mean, I've been championing Conor because we've seen enough people really break through and become stars to kind of see these traits. And we're getting the typical people who see the star early and then the people who are actively cheering to see somebody lose, the typical hateration that you get from greatness. So,
right.
Love him or hate him, he's causing people to watch. Red Band watched the fights. I think that says enough for itself.
You mean Brian Sports Band?
Yeah, I only watch it to support Menendez because, you know, this whole Trump thing is really getting down on the Latino community.
So you were supporting Menendez because of Trump?
Trump. Fuck that Trump, dude.
Did you hear about El Chapo?
Yes, and I think it's amazing. I tweeted El Chapo that where Trump was. I was like, hey, he's in New York.
There you go. That's good. Oh, God. Can you imagine if he only broke out of jail to just go fuck up Trump some fucking film?
I was thinking he is such an idiot to mess with that. You know, like he has his daughter's going to not have a head soon. That's
dude,
what I think.
Like, those cartels are no fucking joke, bro.
No joke. You know, everyone's like, did you hear how he broke out?
So El Chapo is like he's a really famous, notorious drug lord who runs one of the biggest cartels.
He runs Mexico.
They're fucking ruthless.
He's the Sinaloa cartel.
He's escaped maximum security twice.
Well, yeah, you know how he owns the prison. Like this.
Yeah, he owns the prison.
Making it rain.
Yeah. Anyways, so Trump is just talking shit about the legal immigrant stuff, and then he hears about El Chapo, and he goes, if it was me, I would kick El Chapo's ass, and everyone goes wild. And then El Chapo's son tweets him in Spanish, but it's basically like, hey, keep running your fucking mouth. I got some shit for you, or something like that, to that extent.
God. Wouldn't it be awesome if fucking Donald Trump's head turned out like Ari's toe? Oh, just saw it off.
Well, I worry about it.
And that's what all the Aldo fans are calling El Chapo, and they're calling Connor Donald Trump. They're convinced that Trump is just running his mouth, and that it's that all Aldo needs to do is step up. However, it should be noted that while Chad Mendez was elbowing Connor in the face, Connor was saying to Chad Mendez, "Is that all you got?" And that's on record.
No. He talked to the ref or whoever.
No. to Mendez. If you look at the Connor is getting guard, he's talking to him, not when he's talking to the ref.
Right.
When he was getting elbowed, he was saying, is that all you got?
Right.
Yeah, but who cares what he said? He was on the ground getting elbowed and cut open.
Yeah.
He got taken. How many takedowns did he suffer? Five, six?
He survived it. He didn't get TKO'd. Like Aldo, Aldo almost got TKO'd by Chad Mendez. Their last fight was
so did McGregor.
He was done in the third.
Connor was at no playing time going to get TKO'd. No, it's not true. He wasn't even rocked. He was fine. He got elbowed. It cut it.
Next round, when that happened again, he would have been done.
I'm just saying. I mean, McGregor definitely won, but under zero points in that fight. Until that left hand, did I think McGregor was winning that fight?
Yeah.
You see, that's the problem with body kicks. And you guys, not flashy, but those
five takedowns in a round and a half.
26, he landed 26 body kicks in the first round. So while it might not look like something, like it didn't hit the face, those body kicks add up. Chad Mendes was gassed from body kicks.
I agree with that.
Not having a full camp.
But he also got taken down six times in less than two rounds. Six times he was taken down on two rounds. I mean, I agree that McGregor's great. I think he's great for the sport. I just think it's one of those things where we are starting to see areas where this guy can get beat, and I think he's not going to be fighting those types of people anytime soon.
Mendez doesn't gas. He didn't have a camp.
You know, I think Aldo's a good fight for him.
Everybody's talking this full camp shit, and I think that's nonsense.
I think that goes both ways, though, James.
There's a guy who never gasses, and he gassed.
Well, I think that goes, but that's true, Ari. That's a great point. He had 2 weeks to train, but you know, you can do the flip side of that, and you can be like, yeah, but you know, McGregor didn't have; he only had 2 weeks to train against a wrestler.
Yeah, but that's true. About his tank.
That's a good point.
Let's not discredit the fact that he got his body ate up by spinning kicks. There's a bunch of kicks that landed. Those take away your energy. He didn't gas just because he didn't get a full training camp.
Agreed.
He gassed because he was getting a hit as well. Like
I think it was both. It was definitely both.
The fact that he was getting punched.
You ask any fighter if you only have 2 weeks to train for a major event like that. And can we change the subject real quick, but along the lines of the same fight? Could they have picked two worse opening songs that were so unhyped up? The fucking Sinead O'Connor song, they raise her to the rafters and she sings some Gaelic fucking.
I thought it was just his decision to have a live walkout. But when they did it both ways, I was like, this is garbage.
And the country guy.
The country, that was even worse.
That song is a song that me and Rogan always talk about how cheesy that song is.
Jesus Christ.
Like, look what we're doing now. It's just like...
You know, I know, I get it if it's like you're walking out to the ring and you got DMX hyping you up for a fight.
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck. But then you got some Gaelic fucking...
And it was so
love
long.
...love song that's...
And it was so long. Did you hear Goldberg, like, trying to, like...
It was just god-awful, that shit. If you're going to have live songs and coming out to live music, for the love of God, make it something that hypes the crowd up for the fight.
Yes.
And hypes the fighters up a little bit.
I thought it was just him doing it, just Connor doing it. And I was like, well, that's actually pretty cool, getting a fucking well-known Irish singer.
Yeah.
He did it both ways. I was like, oh, the UFC just planned this?
Ugh. I hope that's a one-time thing. They should never, ever do that.
I did like that idea.
Trying some shit, but not that one.
I did like that idea. And I thought what they did, and James and I were talking about this over the weekend,
yeah,
the money that they put in, the new graphics,
the
ring being lit up with the videos on the in the actual octagon, you know how they had that shit, the lights, everything I thought was really good. I thought it was really well produced. You could tell they put tens of millions of dollars into this fucking thing.
Yeah, I don't want the live music anymore, though.
The jerseys and the uniforms are terrible. Your thoughts, James? Your thoughts, Ari?
Reebok shit. Yeah.
Actually, the uniforms looked clean. I think they need to pay the fighters more. I like the new graphic layout. They spent close to $30 million on that new graphic package to make it look more professional.
Uh-huh.
We're seeing a new era of the sport. It's what it is. The UFC 189 is the transition point for them to start really mainstreaming it, and they're going to do it behind Connor.
Well, yeah, I mean, they definitely do not want this kid. They want this kid to lose about as much as they want Ronda Rousey to lose.
Well, look at it like this. They've got him versus Aldo. He's coaching the Ultimate Fighter in September against Uriah Faber. Then he's going to be facing Aldo probably, let's say, October, November.
So now the Faber will that be before the Aldo fight?
There will be no fighter. There will be no fight between the coaches. It's going to be Team Europe versus Team
USA.
So
his next fight will be Aldo.
It undoubtedly, Frankie Edgar is out here trying to chirp his way into a title shot prior to that. But from what's been reported, Conor has a knee injury that was sustained on the world tour from when he was rolling with Rory, and that he's been rehabbing it, but was never going to pull out of the fight due to his injury. So Conor's going to take some time, coach in September, probably fight Aldo October, November, and get the Ultimate Fighter publicity.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. Right.
What I think with Frankie Edgar is they should give him a fight on the same card as Aldo Conor. And if Aldo pulls out.
Is your boober here? Is that your boober?
I don't know who it is.
Which is an Uber, a topless Uber?
Was that Goober?
No, it's somebody buzzing.
Ari is right. If they set up the fight where Mendez is like, or where Edgar set up as the alternate in case we have this second situation.
Give him like a number eight or something. He's not going to wait until this fight happens and then his fight. He's going to fight in between anyway.
Right.
Because he's been off.
Yeah.
So why not give him a fight with the same type of fighter as Aldo, like a number 8, 9, 10 guy that Frankie should easily kind of run through. And if for whatever reason Aldo pulls out, Frankie's like, I'm ready to go. Just move me up to the title fight.
That'd be great.
I'd love to see. I think Edgar.
Pay the number 10 guy, say sorry for your time, or find a replacement for him.
Who presents more problems for McGregor, Aldo or Edgar?
Edgar.
Agree.
Edgar.
I think the people pose most problems to him is a healthy Mendez, Edgar, and then Aldo.
I agree with that as well. And I would love to see another rematch, at least somewhere in the next three fights between Mendez with a full camp and McGregor. I think that would be a fucking great fight.
Yeah.
Well, here's how McGregor's career is going to go. It's going to go Ultimate Fighter, then he's going to fight Aldo.
Yep.
But what everybody's forgetting is if he beats Aldo, there's going to be an immediate rematch because Aldo's been unbeaten in the WBC.
Unless he beats the shit out of him.
Yeah, unless he beats the shit out of him.
No one's going to want to see that. They're going to want to see Edgar.
So
Edgar's going to be chippy.
If he knocks him out, then they won't give Aldo an immediate title rematch.
I think if it's a first round knockout or it's not competitive at all and it's not a really good fight, I think more people are going to be more inclined, because that's what it's really about. Are you inclined to have pay-per-view, spend money on a pay-per-view? I would rather see Edgar after Aldo than Aldo, if it's not a close, good fight.
Yeah.
What if it goes four and then knocks him out? What if it's not a first-round knockout? What if it's a fourth-round knockout? Do you want to see it again then?
What's that?
If he gets the knockout in the fourth round instead of the first, if it's a war, but then he knocks him out, do you want to see it again?
I would be more inclined to want to see that again.
Okay.
You know, but if it's not, then I could.
Then you want to see Edgar. I agree. I think Frankie Edgar's McGregor stuff is test. I said that when Nick and David Taylor were on. I said that.
Right.
I think that Frankie Edgar is the worst.
There you go. All right.
Thanks. It's a long diatribe.
It's been a while since I put in a request for a hang-up. And I know James has a big boner. What we haven't talked about was that goddamn horror movie of a fight.
The one before?
With
the nose. The nose. So it was broken already, then it was
both
shattered.
Of them. There was a picture at the end of round four of both of them standing face-to-face. The bell had already rung.
Oh, yeah.
They both look like someone hit him in the face with a frying pan. They had no nose. They look like no-nose people.
And they were both talking shit to each other, right? Was that round?
Yeah, and that's when, they're talking shit and fucking, what's his face, just spits blood.
Yeah.
Who spit blood? Lawler.
Yeah. Robbie Lawler. Robbie Lawler is standing there right in fucking McDonald's face. The bell rings. They both say something to each other. And Lawler just spits blood on the ground. And then they walk to their corners. I was like, I was with Danis O'Neil and Skakel.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah. And we're just like, holy, what are we watching? There was a part in round five for me. And I love combat sports. I love boxing. I love UFC. I love all of it. I always have. There was a time in round five where I had the thought, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
What's going on right now? What are we doing here? You know, I'm watching these two guys just pretty much kill each other for my own entertainment. It was scary.
Yeah, imagine if that was a Ronda fight. If it was that bloody Ronda fight, that's going to be...
Oh, I would love that to see how the country reacts to a really bloody woman's fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
super bloody.
You know, with all these you can't hit a woman talk that we've been having
so
lately.
So you'd be all the dudes getting saying no and all the feminists going, yes, that's great.
Which I agree you shouldn't hit women. I agree we need to stop all of this hitting women. Can we start choking them more and shaking them a little bit?
Yeah, we should be allowed to shake them.
You should be allowed to slap the shit out of a woman with a closed fist right in the mouth or the eye socket area.
I'd like to present
not hit them.
That's not hit them. That's, noogie. Hard noogies.
No, or just noogies. Slap them.
Indian burns. Just straight Indian burns.
Indian burns or slap them really hard with a closed fist right in the teeth or the eye socket.
Or flicking their nipples.
Or just knees. Like, what about flying knees? But let's stop hitting our American treasures called these fucking disrespectful cunts.
Jesus.
Known as women.
Red State Team.
I'm not trying to be sexist. I'm not trying to make this a whole political thing. But you know what really does have to stop is the women, you know, I swear on my life, I'm not trying to make a case for Ray Rice being right or this Florida State guy. But in both these instances, these videos get posted, and it's these women slapping men, punching men, swinging at their face. It's the men trying to grab their wrists and kind of like hold them off, and then the women connect, and something snaps in a man, or like in just a human move, and then they punch this woman, and then she has to take the brunt of a man's punch, and then everyone's like, whoa, women.
Right, you don't
stop
put the line
swinging
down.
At us. Stop hitting us. Stop kicking us in the dick. Call me a name. Call me whatever you want. And then I'm going to call you call me a dumb name because apparently this Florida State thing, he gets up there. He's trying to cut into the bar line. She turns around and calls him a nigger.
Oh, yeah. She's supposed to be lying.
And then he says something to her. He says something to her, and she knees him in the balls. And now she's swinging at his face. He grabs both her wrists. He lets go of her wrists. She hits him in the face. He punches her in her fucking face.
The videos they posted out were of like TMZ and stuff were just the clips
punch.
Of him
just
punching
the punch.
Her.
You look it up. You can
they
look
didn't,
it up
they
anyway.
They didn't frame it right. It was the
they
worst.
Lie to you with cutting. But
you can look it up anyway. She kicks him in the balls. She swings twice. He grabs
she
her.
Also has
he lets
like,
go.
She has her hand.
She hits
it's
him again. He punches her.
Can I say this too? Okay, I get it. Women are weaker than men. But
sure. It's
not across the board because that's a woman who didn't even get knocked down.
Leslie Jones,
dude, she took
fucking
that fucking hit like a man.
Bobby Lee went down harder than when I punched him. When that Florida State guy punched her.
Dude, Bobby Lee goes down. I've seen Bobby Lee get knocked down from other people fighting.
He should have drafted her.
Why are we saying that it should be automatically all the time worse when it's like that punch didn't even do any damage? So how are you going to tell me we have to respect them so much? That even a punch doesn't do damage.
I'm just saying, quit hitting us. Quit swinging it at men. Now, no women are trying to beat me up. I'm more of a fight a baby kind of guy. And if any of you fucking babies are listening to me right now, you look at my fucking face. I'm going to kick you in your gums, you dumb fuck. Women, on the other hand, I have no problem with.
I don't know, man. If I'm like, I don't, no one ever plans on hitting a chick, but if I'm like sitting there and this lady's screaming racial epithets at me, you can only call me a wetback or spick like twice.
I know.
Before I'm like trying to push you away, and then you hit me.
You'll never hear
and
me
then
call
you
your
hit me. You know what I mean?
Times
it's
in a
just
day.
Like ugh.
Twice, definitely, but I'll never say it three times to you. Today.
It's just, I mean, I couldn't imagine being in that kid situation.
But it's like, you know, if can we everybody stop just hitting each other? Women stop hitting men. Women stop feeling this thing like I can do whatever I want to a man and swing on him and hit him and kick him because I'm a woman, so he's not going to hit me back. Guess what? Look at the news. You're apparently wrong because you guys are getting lit up in the face. Stop hitting us. We'll stop hitting you. We'll work on the rape shit after that.
Jeez.
Yeah. You
don't That's
put
a whole other
down
thing.
If you jump into a lion cage and it kills you.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, this lion attacked me. I was just trying to tickle him.
Yeah.
It's a lion.
But I'm a human. I shouldn't be. Nah, shut up.
Yeah, you think these NFL players aren't going to punch you in the face? Look at their fucking track record.
Look at the record, yeah. Damn it. Nice.
Quit swinging on these Lions, and they'll stop swinging on you. All right, your place looks kind of messy. I'm surprised by that. You
looks
still have
like
boxes
you need a Mexican.
I'm trying to figure out. Is that wallpaper on the side of his?
What is that on the side there? All right.
This?
Yeah.
That little fish-looking thing. What is all that shit?
Oh, that's a.
Little faces. I gotta put it up over there.
Is it like a painting or something?
Oh,
yeah, something like that. Big work piece.
What if we get a gas mask and attach it to a funnel? One of the fans, Don Carlos, says he'd give us his.
Yeah. Ryan had mentioned that to me earlier, where like you put one of those gas mask face things on. And then you connect the fucking hose right to your fucking turd pincher.
I mean, I'd be okay with that. I don't know if Sam will go for it, but I'd be willing to do that. I like the idea. It's creative.
Oh, I'm allergic to gas masks, bro. Puts me in a bad place, bro. My ancestors.
Read my Wikipedia.
I can only use rubber that's been recycled from the tires we lifted.
Read my Wikipedia, bro. I'm allergic to gas masks.
That's my triply laugh.
I brought three phones just for you, Ari.
That's hilarious.
Dude, you have more phones than Days Left Alive. What's going on? Why do you have so many phones?
Real phone.
Fake phone.
Canada phone. Samsung phone.
Why do you have a Canada phone? Because you go to Canada so much?
Yep.
Or you have like Canadian friends
that
you
like
that always
phone.
Talk to?
I remember that phone. That's
nice.
A good phone.
It's like a fortune cookie.
Yeah, it's one of those things
wow.
that you do. Like,
that's actually
pick a
really
number,
cool.
pick a number, and then you pick it. Then you're like, pick a color. Then you open it up, and it says, you suck.
I like how Ari's been posting these photos of like, hey, shot on the iPhone 6. and at first, I was like, that can't be right.
Didn't you say that last
week? I was trying to make a joke about how shitty it was, but all these people are like, oh, you went back, huh?
you posted one with that camera? How's the camera on that fucking thing?
It's not bad. It's like bad in like a good way. Like, I don't know.
It was good in 92.
Yeah.
Is that the kind of phone that like the battery lasts for like 6 months before you have to charge it?
I mean, definitely all day, but using it all day long, I don't really have to use it. But not, if I don't use it much, then it's a few days.
Yeah.
That's amazing. A couple days you can go without fucking charging that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when you charge it, does it have like a big, like it looks like you're charging a fucking Prius?
You know, a big giant port here.
You have a giant
port. No, it's not that bad. This thing.
Wow.
That's
yeah, I remember that thing. I might have a couple extra chargers you can have.
Oh, I need one. You can't find them anywhere.
You should have like an electronic.
That's so
right
funny.
There. You should have an electronic sale.
I know. I've just been throwing shit away instead of selling it.
Let me know.
Okay.
You let this guy know. He'll take anything.
I'm so Hispanic.
He's quite Hispanic.
I gotta.
Oh, wait.
What?
Let's do some dates.
Oh, go for it. Ladies and gentlemen, dates out the gates with Sam Tripoli and Ari Shaffir and Jason Tebow and Red Band. And Frank. All right, what do you got? Dates out the gates.
Well, this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm Washington, D.C. I'm coming home to the new legalized city of Washington, D.C. I'll be at the Improv Friday,
Saturday. Are you talking about gay marriage? Are you talking about pot?
Marijuana. I don't give a shit about gay marriage. It's not my cause.
Okay, and you got to take your fights sometimes. You got to pick your fights. Oh, I just got to text Red Band's here.
And just announced, this is not happening, Storytellers Show, July 28th. There's like only 50 tickets, so.
Nice. Where's that at?
That's at the Creek in the Cave.
Oh, okay.
Long Island City.
Cool.
There's something else I was going to say, but I don't remember what it was. Oh, yeah, the Big J Roast. This Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You can watch a live stream. It's going to be so good. Okay. AnthonyCumia.com. I don't know where on there, but somewhere on AnthonyCumia.com.
Okay, and you'll tweet that out so people can
I'm probably not going to. I'll probably forget.
Okay, well then do not. So Ari will not be tweeting that. Do not look at Ari's Twitter. But we'll have James from Punch Drunk do it on the Punch Drunk account so you can just relax and worry about your fucking nine toes. Does your toe have any dates it would like to be doing a tour?
Yeah, it's going to be
it's going to be at the Bigfoot Lodge in Redman, what about you? What do you got? You got a new podcast you want to talk about, I think.
Oh, yeah. Death Squad now has the roast battle on it. So it's called
Verbal Violence.
Verbal Violence. And it just the first episode came out this week. It's kind of like a get-to-know-the the show kind of
What do you mean it's called Verbal Violence? Why don't you call it the roast battle?
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't.
We
do that.
Yeah, we just said change. We just thought podcasts would have a different name.
Yeah. That's dumb. You already have a show that's popular.
Well, it's only the pilot. Maybe they'll change it. I don't know.
So what are they doing, video and audio?
videos on three different Periscopes, and I think they are recording the video.
Yeah. We're also doing like audio, and it's really cool because it's kind of like a, it sounds like a demo tape. Like there's beats in the back, and then they kind of explain everything.
The wave, we can't get the wave on audio, can you?
Well, in the next episode or two, they're going to introduce the wave, and then they're kind of describe everything because it's also like when you listen to the audio, you can, they cut out the wave, but eventually when they put it in, you can hear the audience react to the wave, and it's so interesting to hear.
Yeah. They did a really good job with the first episode. It's great, so that you can get that. But this Saturday, I'm going to be in Toronto with Dean Del Rey. We're doing a huge show there and podcast. And then July 30th, I'll be at the San Jose Improv with Dean Del Rey.
Oh, wow. And, so if anybody wants to talk to Dean Del Rey, please call into the show.
Oh, yeah.
We got two calls because his show's next. We got two calls. Oh, yeah, I want to suck your cock. Yeah, you just let me know.
That's the second guy. And when you said that, he was like, oh, damn it.
Damn it. Yeah. Damn it. How about I brush your teeth with that? Let me brush your teeth with my fucking Dell Razor cock.
Dell Dick.
I'd like to blow one right down your cake hole, just like it was when I met Rob Zombie. me and Sam Tripoli will be at the Punchline in San Francisco next Tuesday and Wednesday, 21st, 22nd, with Stuart Thompson. So please, if you're a fan of Punch Drunk, or you're a fan of me, because I'm from the Bay Area, come up there and see.
I forgot you're from the Bay Area.
Oh, fuck yeah, I am the Bay Area.
That sounds like a Jewish Dean Del Rey.
Yeah.
What's the deal?
What's up with all these matzo balls in my pants? 21st, 22nd, Tuesday and Wednesday night. Come up and say what's up to your boys. Me, Sam Tripoli, and Stuart Thompson will be at the Punchline in San Francisco. And this Friday, I will be at the Ice House in Pasadena, 10 o'clock show. And what are we looking at here?
I'm looking at your thumbnails. They freak me out.
Thanks.
You seen his thumbnails?
We'll be at the I'm going to have my thumb removed. We're going to be at the Ice House in Pasadena. What is that, a 10:30 or 10:15?
10:15
start. Goes to midnight.
It's definitely 10:30.
Which means, No, it's an all-black show. We're actually starting at midnight. So 10:15 start. Get there by 10 o'clock and say what's up to your boy. Thank you very much. What about you, kid?
I'm going to Texas the 23rd through the 26th with Steve Trevino.
Fuck yeah. Damn. That's going to be fun.
Trevino. And then tomorrow, actually, I got the show, the Dollar Show with Jay Light, Jaron Horton, Mark Maron's going to headline. So it's going to be really cool. Yeah.
Where's that?
I like that Dollar Show.
The Belly Room.
That Dollar Show is really cool.
Dude,
Rogan and
really
Maron
cool.
doing it.
What is that? What is
it? It's pretty much they have like a headliner, and then all the door guys get spots. So they open up for like, you know, like Mark Maron. So.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And the tickets are just
$1.
Yeah, tickets are $1. Sells out every time. And then they have like a, in the traditional sense of like, they have like a fallouts list for all the door guys. So even if you didn't get a booked spot, once the show ends, they're just like, hey, that was the show. But if you guys want to stick around, we still got a bunch of other door guys that are going to be coming up. And then people will stay.
Shows the Belly Room now.
Yeah.
Belly Room's awesome.
Belly Room, it's good because it's such a cool spot.
They should have a calendar. They should have a calendar of events, by the way, the UCB does or the Meltdown does.
Wow, that's actually,
I heard
people can just know, it's like, oh, these are the cool things that are happening in the Belly Room now. Because the downstairs room is great, but it's just comedy every night.
Right.
Well, what I want them to start getting to do is to get to the point where it's like less of these, you know, like, not like Death Squad or anything, but like the Bringer shows. You know who I'm talking about. You know, those other independent shows. And then it's more just shows run by like door guys or, you know, comics that are willing to put on just a good show and aren't in it for, you know, just fucking making money.
Mm-hmm. Like the Ding Dong Show. That's always been about cash only and nothing about the art.
Great example. All right, you guys, great show. We're going to wrap it. Yeah, you better wrap it up. My show's about to start. Punch Drunk fans, please call in the Dean Del Rey's podcast and ask for Ari or Sam or myself. Ari, great seeing you. It's good to be back. Go to punchdrunksports.com. Click on the Amazon link. Only 127 more days till Christmas, so get on that.
Sports band.
And Brian Sports Band, great to see you. BetDSI.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. Get $10 free betting cash. And, as always, Caveman Coffee. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK Sports.
Get cold brew from
Caveman. That's what I was just saying before you walked in. That shit is delicious.
Dude, they're cold brew.
You guys, suck it. All right, good seeing you, man.
Yeah.
Hi, Ari.
Welcome back to you.
See you later, Ari.